This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Big Bear Mark.
This is Luke the Wonder Cub.
And this is a podcast for Brekkie Bears
on Joy 94.9.
This is actually very exciting because, you know, me and Mark have both been in relationships.
Yes.
For the entire time of doing Brekkie Bears together.
Yes.
Until recently.
Yes.
Because, Mark, you are now single.
I am
you're
single
okay,
now.
You're okay. You're okay.
Yes, I'm fine. I'm fine.
But, I mean, this is exciting because now we get dating stories.
Now it's like you'll have Big Bear dating stories.
Some of the greatest stories ever. I think you should almost make an effort to do a weekly date so we can have a weekly
dating
story.
Well, you know, I'd love to do a weekly date, but, you know, it's...
And, like, you're a bit of a whore, so you might.
Hello.
No, I'm joking. But a little bit. This is exciting though. You had a date.
Yeah. Look, since I've been single, I've had two dates.
Yes.
The first one I was, he was a lovely guy actually. Except, you know, the way I've been going around it, I have been online doing, and I usually ask them to meet for coffee somewhere. And when I say coffee, I mean coffee. I don't mean...
Not gay coffee.
I don't mean sex. Like, I mean coffee.
Come around for a tall latte.
No.
Come around for a hot macchiato. Yeah, like, none of that.
No, it is for coffee.
Yeah,
so the first guy I met for coffee in the city, he was actually quite lovely. The surprising thing there was he obviously... You could see the photo that he used online was him.
Yeah.
But probably 15 years ago. It wasn't there. Hello. And look, and yesterday, I've been talking to this guy online. He seemed really nice. And I have to admit, he is really nice. Don't get me wrong. And I went all the way to Geelong for lunch with him.
Yeah.
And first up, I got to Geelong. It takes me an hour to drive there.
Yeah, it's no small journey.
It's no small journey.
It's decent effort.
And I got there on time and he was 10 minutes late. And he lives 10 minutes away.
That's rude.
So...
Rough start.
Yeah, it was a rough start. But I thought, I don't know, forgive me. You don't know what happened, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, yeah.
But look, the other thing was, you got to look like your picture. This is what I'm getting at here. Look, this guy was really nice, but... He didn't really look like the picture he sent to me.
Yeah.
It's like, from the picture, I had an image in my head. And when you have an image in your head, of what someone looks like, you don't expect someone to look different when they turn up.
Yeah.
Now, it was obviously him, but not how I imagined him.
Right.
So maybe it's my fault. I don't know. And look, I mean, the guy was lovely. We had a nice lunch, but the second problem was... When you go on a first date you order food, it's very important to order the right food, right?
Yeah, you don't order things that are like too strong or like full of garlic and stuff like that.
He ordered a tuna salad.
A tuna salad?
A tuna salad. Now, I'm not... It's like... Yeah, no. Look, if there was any possibility of... a smooch or anything, which there wasn't.
Yeah.
that just eliminated it right there.
It's a total
there.
Deal breaker, isn't
it's
it?
It's a deal breaker.
Like, that's like him basically completely ignoring the fact that anything could ever happen on that date.
Not going to happen. And look, he was... The thing is, I hate this because he was a lovely guy. But he wasn't for me. He was obviously he was very rural. He didn't want to move to the city. I'm a city guy, so I wasn't going to have that. And he just seemed a little socially awkward. And I'm not socially awkward, I don't think.
No.
No.
Like, you're not... Like, you have your moments, but generally speaking, I wouldn't say... But, you know, everyone does.
But everyone does.
Generally speaking, I wouldn't say you were socially awkward.
Yeah.
You're pretty outgoing.
And look, you know, and that's got nothing... I mean, he didn't misrepresent himself there.
You got to look like your picture, though.
But you got to look like your picture.
That is as basics, and we've joked... Everyone's joked about it in pop culture and stuff, like, you know, having a picture of yourself 20 years ago and you rock up, and
yeah, it's
like,
right.
Oh, my God. Like, everyone's... seen that happen before, and probably everyone's had it happen to them, and surely they know how not nice it is when someone rocks up and they look nothing like their photo.
Like my picture online, I'll show you in the break, I'll show you my picture online and you tell me if I look like it, because it's a fairly recent, it's probably 11 months old or something.
That's a reasonable time frame.
Yeah, but I still look like what I did in the picture, and I think it's a realistic looking picture. It's a good picture, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
you got to have a good picture.
It's just very important to be honest in those
things. But be honest.
So what about you guys?
Yeah.
Have you had this happen where you've rocked up to a date or a hookup even, and the person has looked not quite like their picture, and what did you do about it? Did you say something? Did you just do what Mark did, kind of have the date but know that it was not going to go any further?
Yeah.
Did you go through with it anyway and hook up? Because, well, hey, I guess they're there anyway. SMS 0427JOY949.
Not after the tuna salad.
Or email on air at joy.org.au. Tell us if this has happened to you, and I'm sure it has.
I'm sure it has.
Because it's such a common story that you hear, especially in the gay world. Looking like your profile picture is so important.
Yeah.
Tell us if this has happened to you, if someone looks totally different.
And if you want to go on a date with me. There you go.
Oh, God. They pimped
you
out.
I'm putting it out there.
You're on the Brekkie Bears on Joy. It's talking about dating. And one of the key things when you're going on a date with somebody, when you've been talking online and trying to figure out details and stuff like that,
yeah,
bit of the getting to know you stuff, you have to have a picture that is a good representation of what you actually look like. And then, Mark, you had a date yesterday where that wasn't really the case. You ended up sort of seeing this person, and it ended up being they didn't quite look like their photo.
Yeah. Now, look, I've got my photo up on my phone that I've got on my profile. I'm going to show it to you.
Yeah.
Now, you tell me if this looks like me.
Okay.
Is that recent? Is that look like me?
Yeah, that's a really cute photo, Mark.
It's a good photo,
it's
right?
It's really good, yeah.
It's a good photo.
That's you.
And it's me.
Definitely you.
Like, you couldn't see that and not think that wasn't me.
I'd hit that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And
But this person yesterday didn't look like their photo.
No.
And it's funny, you know, photos, it's so important because when you go to meet someone, unfortunately, we're in a world where physicality and looking a certain way and attraction, it is part of it, you know? Some people can say, oh, well, you know, I look at what's on the inside and stuff like that. But, like, especially on those apps.
Yeah.
And on those dating websites, you make a judgment based on the photo because you kind of have to. That's all you've really got.
That's all you've got. And you do talk to people, but it's like it was something that I couldn't get over yesterday was the difference. Now, we've had a couple of messages in. We've got one from Alexis Kiara who just says, love your show and content. Happy Monday. Thanks to you,
thanks,
Alexis.
Darling.
Now, B said, darling, maybe he ordered the tuna salad because he wasn't interested in a smooch. How very dare you? Oh, unbelievable. Of course. I think he was. But
of course he was.
Yeah, I think he
Look
was.
Look at you.
But after the tuna salad.
You're a side dish.
Exactly.
But like, maybe he did, though.
Maybe he was nervous. There are some strange people in the world, so maybe he wasn't.
But, you know, it's happened to all of us, though. Like, I remember there was times where people have... you have to be honest, you know? You don't need to show yourself in the best way or the best light. Like, make sure you have a good photo, but make sure it's you and clearly you.
Yeah.
You know, there should be no questioning it. You should be able to have that photo and then go to a public bar with, like, 50 other guys
and
have that clearly
you.
Be you.
And that's the whole thing. If I had got that picture and I was going somewhere where there was a lot of guys, like if I'd gone to the Laird or something, I don't think I could have picked him out.
Yeah.
I really couldn't have with that photo.
Yeah.
I would have been looking for someone else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, not a good thing.
Yeah, and
not
you know, it happens. It's funny, you know, because photos are so important. I remember there was a time when I went to meet up with somebody and they'd sent me a photo of themselves and stuff. And they actually said to me, look, I've changed a little bit since this photo, but it's from a few months ago. And I was like, okay, cool. Well, I thought, how much can you have really changed in a few months, you know? So I was like, okay, cool. So we met up and they got there. And in the photo, they were this really chunky berry dude.
Yeah.
And they got there and they were actually a little bit skinny.
Like, that wouldn't have done for you.
They'd lost a lot of weight.
Right, yeah.
And which they were really proud of. And look, good for them.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if you're losing weight and you want to lose weight and get healthier, good for you. 100%. Like, pat on the back. I don't do that. I can't be healthy. So good stuff, right? But I love my chunky boys.
Yeah, exactly.
I like bears. I like bigger guys.
Yeah.
And so when this person rocked up and they sort of, I think they were expecting me to kind of be more impressed, or yeah, like they thought maybe because they'd lost weight that I'd be a bit more interested. Like, oh, wow, you're even hotter than your picture was.
Yeah.
But instead I was like, oh, you're not really my type anymore. Like, good on you, but you know, I don't really interest you now.
Exactly. The other thing that I did that I don't know if I should have done was, like, we had lunch, and then after lunch he said, oh, do you want to go for we were down on the foreshore of Geelong. It's really nice down there. Mm. It's a beautiful day. He said, oh, do you want to go for a bit of a walk along the foreshore? And I was like, yeah, I'll do that. But then I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't have. Is that leading him on? Maybe I should have gone, oh, look, it's been nice. Yeah, I'll see you later.
Maybe.
But I mean, I didn't mind talking to him. He seemed like a nice enough guy.
Question is, has he messaged you since then?
He SMS'd me.
When?
After the day.
Yesterday.
Yes.
Now, have you replied yet?
No.
Well,
I haven't.
He'll be heartbroken.
Is that, I mean.
Yeah, he'll be checking the phone every 5 minutes now.
Yeah, he actually said, and I'll read this verbatim. Oh, you're so sweet and cuddly. Have a smooth trip back.
Oh.
So he sent it directly after the date.
So you should reply to him this morning and go, and you should say to him, I have read your text on radio to thousands of listeners, and I'm not interested. Thanks, bye.
Oh, that's not fair.
Bye.
Bye. This has been a podcast for the Brekkie Bears on Joy 94.9.
If you like our podcast, why not rate us on iTunes and Stitcher? Woof girl.
Woof girl.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.